sponsored by the Laborers Union of Missouri.
Hello and welcome to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Business Beat looks at economic and business news around mid-Missouri. And starting this week, we're adding another voice into the mix. Business Beat will be a platform for weekly reporting from Harvest Public Media. Harvest is a network of reporters across five states reporting on the topics of food, fuel, and field. You've probably already heard the reporting. Now you can hear them on Business Beat each week. To kick things off, this week's Harvest Public Media has this report on a farmer not letting anything stop him from working the land. It's estimated that some 20% of the nation's farmers are working the land with some type of physical disability. That compares with 6% of the overall workforce who are disabled. Harvest Public Media's Rob Dillard takes us to a farm in central Iowa, where a longtime farmer is adjusting to a missing limb.
74-year-old Bill Sandquist has farmed 300 acres southwest of Adel, Iowa, for 54 years. But it's a different operation today than it was before 2005.
Used to raise a lot of hogs, used to feed cattle. And then in 05, when cancer took my arm, that was time to give up the hogs. So basically we're grain farmers now, and partially retired too.
After the crops were harvested 6 years ago, Sandquist noticed the muscle in his lower right arm was growing larger. He was diagnosed with sarcoma, a form of cancer that strikes bones and the body's connective tissues. Doctors recommended quick amputation. Bill's wife, Colleen, says the news hit their three sons hard.
They wanted us to go all different places and get a second opinion, and we didn't think we had that much time because they had told us chemo won't work, radiation won't work, and it's either life or limb. And of course, we had to tell him on Christmas Eve, which didn't help matters either.
Surgeons removed Bill's right arm to the elbow. In its place, he wears a prosthesis. He says it's nothing fancy.
It's not a bionic arm or hand by any means. It's all physical with my flexing my shoulder. Yeah. So it's very simple. And I got onto it pretty quick.
By shrugging his shoulder, Sandquist can open and close the metal claw that now serves as his right hand. The fact that he's a natural left-hander has made it slightly easier to adjust to farming with one arm. But he has been forced to adapt pieces of equipment. He now operates more things with his feet.
Where the brake was, he put this, that's the throttle. And the throttle was up here, you know.
He's starting up the much-used motorized cart that transports him around the farm. It's a short drive to the machine shed where he stores his combine. This giant piece of equipment also has undergone a transformation. Many of the controls have moved to the floorboard.
First couple of years of combine, I didn't have the foot controls, and I did everything with my prosthesis and my left hand. But this just made it much, much easier.
For advice on what modifications to make to his farm machinery, Sandquist turned to the Rural Solutions Program offered by Easter Seals of Iowa. It's not the only effort in the country to assist disabled farmers. The National AgriAbility Project was authorized by the 1990 Farm Bill and is based at Purdue University. It operates in 25 rural states. But the Easter Seals Rural Solutions Initiative has been in place longer. Over the past quarter century, it has helped more than 1,700 disabled Iowa farmers remain close to the land. Tracy Kinninger is the program's director.
You know, sometimes due to the severity of a disability, a farmer may not desire or it may not be safe for them to return to the farming operation. So in some instances, we may be helping them just to stay in their home. Perhaps a person who has a high-level spinal cord injury, that may be their goal.
Bill Sandquist's goal was to get back in the field.
I just like to get up every morning and be part of the farm, part of agriculture, part of my family.
But farming is a physically demanding occupation. It places strain on Sandquist's prosthesis. Even though it's constructed with a durable leather harness and reinforced cables, he has broken three of them since the amputation. Plus, the job is filled with an endless string of routine repairs that require agility.
You know, one thing I can't do is pound a damn nail. pound a nail or a steeple into something.
He stands at his workbench to demonstrate how the tasks he once completed without thought now take longer to accomplish.
Let's say I want to use a chisel. Well, I put it through there, you know, and then take the hammer. Well, this talk about frustrated. This thing's like this now. I've got to hold that in there. Then if I was going to pound
Sanquist worries more about safety since he lost the arm. He says his greatest fear is losing grip with the prosthesis while climbing out of the combine and tumbling off. Tracy Kinninger from Eastersill says it's common for farmers such as Sanquist to overcompensate for their disability and injure themselves.
Despite the fact that his prosthetic device operates very effectively for him, he's very independent. However, there's still extra strain and stress on that left-hand, able-bodied side. So we often see overuse in one portion of the body to compensate for where there may be a limitation.
Kinninger grew up on a farm near Ackley in north central Iowa. She decided to dedicate her career to farmers with disabilities after watching her father recover from a serious encounter with some rather large livestock. But very few farmer disabilities are caused by farm accidents, only about 20%. Most cases involve people surviving health conditions such as strokes, cerebral palsy, and muscular dystrophy. Kinninger says the Rural Solutions Program not only helps them adapt physically to the demands of farming with a disability, it also provides psychological support for farm families living under changed circumstances. Bill Sanquist says he's adapted pretty well, but he's no longer the outdoorsman he once was.
I've always been a sports fan, hunting and fishing. I find fishing is just pretty difficult. Grandsons will go and they'll crank it in, you know, and ice fishing, I love ice fishing. But that's pretty much, I'll go with the boys.
But everything else is looking up for Sanquist and his wife. Thanks to the long, hot summer, they harvested a bumper crop this fall. And during Bill's last semi-annual checkup, there was no sign of the cancer that took his arm. On a farm near Adel, Iowa, I'm Rob Dillard for Harvest Public Media.
To hear this story or see photos, videos, or other stories from Harvest Public Media, go to harvestpublicmedia.org. You'll also find Field Notes, a blog by Harvest reporters about the stories and issues they're covering. And perhaps you have a story to share? You can join the Harvest Network by going to harvestpublicmedia.org and clicking on Harvest Network. Thanks for listening to Business Beat. I'm Nick Adams. Remember, podcasts of this show and all our shows are available at kbia.org.